would say that the most basic definition of womanism is that it's essentially a social theory that addresses both racial and gender-related oppression that's experienced by women of color.
And how would you define feminism?
Feminism is the belief in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
So you wrote a post for us exploring these two different terms. Which one do you most identify with?
I most identify as a feminist because that is what I was introduced to first. Womanism is something that I have always been interested in and been exploring, but I feel like I don't know enough about it to confidently identify as a womanist.
So tell me a little bit about some of the research you did to kind of explore womanism.
Well, I did a lot of research into theory, and unfortunately, I always felt like the more I learned, the less I knew, because with each item that I read, I would have more questions. And what I decided to do eventually, and I write about this in my post, is go back to the most basic thing about womanism. And so I went to a book by Alice Walker called In Search of Our Mother's Garden. And she is the person that's credited with coining the term womanism. And so in the beginning of that book, she lays out this definition that's very detailed, but very relatable and very refreshing, really. And returning to that made me feel a lot more confident about the idea of identifying as a womanist.
Why are these two definitions so important, womanism and feminism?
Well, I think it's important to have a definition for something because when you say words like womanist or especially feminist, a word that people are more familiar with, there are certain assumptions and misconceptions about what that means. And if you have that very basic definition, that can help you combat those. So people may think that feminism is about hating men or things like that. But when you say, no, look, this is the definition of it. This is what it's really about. That helps dispel those misconceptions.
Well, speaking of the opposite gender, can a man be a feminist and can he be a womanist?
I'm not so sure about the womanist, perhaps. I'm not an expert in womanism, but for feminism, yes, absolutely. I would say that, yes, a man can be a feminist because, again, a feminist is someone who believes in equality of the sexes, period. That's what it means. And so a man or a woman can believe that and support that.
I'm a white woman. Can I be a womanist?
The answer to that is going to differ for different people based on how they define womanism. Me personally, I would say yes, because if womanism is about just addressing and trying to combat gender and race-related oppression, then that's something that anyone of any race and even a man could participate in and be a part of and want to help combat those things.
The more that you read about womanism, the more questions you had.
Yes.
So what were your takeaways from researching womanism?
Well, that there are just many different ways to interpret it, because that's why I felt so confused and so conflicted, because in my research, I was finding about all these different ways or different definitions of it, different takes on it. And with womanism, there are just so many different interpretations that it was a bit overwhelming, I would say.
What would you suggest to people that are researching feminism or womanism and are feeling, like you said, overwhelmed? I mean, do you have to, at the end of the day, kind of pick your own definitions to move forward?
I do think you have to, in a way, honestly. I think it's good to know what those basic definitions are, but at the end of the day, what matters is not just the label itself that matters. It's beyond that. It's how you live it out. So how do you live out your feminism, or how do you live out your womanism? And in order to really figure that out, you have to define it for yourself. So yes, this is the dictionary definition of feminism, but what does that mean to me? What does that look like in my everyday life?